Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's well appreciate once again the worship team. Okay? The worship team did a great job. Yeah, thank you, O Glory, for adding in that last song. Hallelujah. I felt that the Lord needed it, and I don't know how you discern that he needed it, but that was awesome. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see every one of you. Dennis, you're here. I didn't think that you are here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a dullness, okay? When we ended the worship, there was a liveliness. All of a sudden, Hallelujah. Cheer up. Amen. If you don't, I'm going to call Glory again and we do round two. And the Lord will be pleased with that, by the way. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good. Yes, we thank him for preserving life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good. Yes, Mr. Kalibala's. Yeah, we thank God for preservation of life and compensation. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And those of you who don't like people who look like me, Museveni yabagamba, temujja kutiza. What did he say? Eh? The what? Temukrizwa kutiza tiza. Eh? What did that? Did you watch that clip? That what? Temukrizwa kutiza tiza Bana Uganda. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, but let's pray for our country. Hey. I was listening to some guy during the week. He calls himself Sabanyarwanda. Have you watched a guy like that? Anyway, that's his title. And he has issues with, what is this other guy? Gashumba. Who said that? Hey, Sam. I sent it to Sam. Hey, they all have that background, but kind of they have somewhat differences in opinion. Yeah, but one of the things I heard from him, by the way, Temu crazy about Kuti Sati Sabati. Hey. People who look like Mrs. Barlow's sister. Glory be to God. You should meet Mrs. Barlow's what? Do you know their daughter, the firstborn? She's called Alice. Do you know Alice? Now, Mrs. Barlow has a sister who looks like... No, Alice looks exactly like her. Okay? So I asked her that, don't some people who call you there... Because typical, glory be to God. So temukrizibwa kutisa tisa wasi Bana Uganda. And so this guy calls himself Sabanyarwanda. Yes, he said things which I've heard over the years, but he went a little deeper in depth. Okay, said that you said you need to know these things. I think it's important. Yeah, because, you know, it just shows you that we are one and the same in so many ways. Glory be to God. For example, how many clans are in Buganda? Nalongo, do you know how many clans are in Buganda? Kalibala? 52. 52 clans. Engeye, Ente, Emamba, Efombe, Ad, Enchima. You know, eh? But the Insenene, but the original tribes, rather clans, you know how many there are? Who knows how many there are? Kalibala seems to be knowing those things. And it's good he should know them because it's a Muganda, okay? They're like 7 or 5. There are how many? Now, those are like the real original Baganda. Baganda, I think, Nyakabala, is it? Aha. You know, eh? Now, that means all the other 40-something just became Baganda. Do you understand? So that is more close to, I guess, 80%. Do you understand? So, Kati, Bwemutisa tisa abantu. You might be kutisa tisa ring your what? Your cousin who remains somewhere else. Do you understand? Your cousin who remains somewhere else for you, you know what I mean? Or your cousins fought and they didn't conquer them. So for them, they remain their tribes. For you, they conquered you and what? Do you understand? Okay? Then there's something he said in part 2, which I didn't send you. That's why I told you, when you're done with this part, there's something he said. But then you'll be interested in it. Okay? Concerning how Sevo operates and how, you know, his interests in the what? Supernatural. But he said something to the effect that Abensenene, okay, were originally actually what? Banyankole. Okay? So there are some people Abensenene were, no? I was waiting to send you that what? Video when I know that Morimo Sera Biamwe, Evie Dembe. Okay? Then he said that's this several anybody knows history, Ghana history, eh? And the guy talked about Rwanda and Bahororo and how the... Man, it was very interesting, man, listening to that stuff. Hallelujah. Then he said that's why Abenchima, they have a role during the coronation of the Kabaka, isn't it? What role do they play? Okay, they have a role and a major role because then he gave the reason why. Then he said, now, Museveni knowing that, anyway, glory be to God. But anyway, this is just to show you that what? This Uganda, you see here, eh? You understand? Eh? Our blood got mixed up long time ago. Eh? Abanyoro? Aha, some of them, of course. Not all of them. Okay? He talked about Matuga, that years ago, the border of Bunyoro used to go up to Matuga. Matuga here, eh? Matugo, on Bombo Road. Then he said why that place is called Matuga. Because there was war, okay, Buganda and what? Bunyoro. And the Baganda were winning. So the Bunyoro were told, go, like everyone you get, just mutuge, as in strangle, okutuga. So he said that's where that word, because there was a fierce battle there. But the Baganda won, and the Banyoro took off up to Masindi, like they continue, you know. Then he said, now, you remember, Uruwero is also on that road? Okay, so he said that years ago, Mr. Balo, you're is what? You seem to know a lot of Uruganda, but you don't know the original word for the word Uruwero. He said that back in the day, Uruwero used to mean like a boundary. You understand? He said that that's why now that word comes from Uruwero, because now it became the new boundary. You understand? Between Buganda and what? Bunyoro. Okay? Glory be to God. Anyway, if you want to listen to those things and research more about them, let me know. Glory be to God. But it's interesting to know the history of where you are, isn't it? The history of our country. We just know about the white man, how he came, you know, and we stop that. But there was a history before the white man came. And the white man actually just helped. helped some people, okay, to beat others. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, but as Christians, please don't be involved in what Museveni calls secretarianism. That's the right, is that the right secret? Now you see your own one. Sectarianism. Okay. Please, don't be involved in those things. You might end up in hell. Glory be to God. Because God is against hatred. Even when you have been wronged, there's no excuse for hatred. Even when you have been wronged. Do you know that? You know it in church. Okay? But when we leave church, we forget it. We like, no, we hate those people. They have, I hate them, they have wronged me. Okay? Like, it's amazing if we visited your family or groups, like WhatsApp groups, the things we might find you saying against people who look like what? Hallelujah. Please don't do that, amen? Don't do how? Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Hey, don't do that. Hallelujah. Don't do that. Amen? Hey, there's something I wanted to say about my father, my late father. And I wanted to tell you don't do that. Okay? But let me preserve it for another day. Glory be to God. Okay, don't be like what? My late father. Eh? There was some area where he was not righteous. Amen? Yes. But please, let us love one another. Let us love what? One another. I've been sending a mulid. Glory be to God. I think now indicate your video. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is what? God is good. Now, today we want to remind ourselves about God's love for us. God's love for us as his children. We're all his children, isn't it? Amen? Yes. Did we welcome first-time visitors? Oh, we did. Eh? Okay. There's a lady there seated next to between Anne and Dennis. Okay? What's her name? Christine. Christine, you're welcome. Okay. Okay? So, glory be to God. So, God's love for us as his children. We're all his children, isn't it? If we are born again. Okay? The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, that, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen? So John, like, is amazed. He's bewildered. He's, what's the other word? He's astounded. He's, in awe. He's, Gerard, Alan. By the way, that man knows Chingere. He knows English. We're finished. Oh, he's in all. Oh, he's in what? Christine and Grace Joy, please. You're the ones who study English. And he was in all. Oh, we are children of God. Okay, we are children of what? Of God. Hallelujah. Then in verse 2, he says that, beloved, now we are children of God. Hallelujah. Children of who? Of God. Hallelujah. We are children of God. Okay? Now, to remind ourselves of how deep, of how wonderful this is, we must know who this God is. Okay, that has become our father. Okay, he's not a human. You know, he's not a Museveni, he's not a Kabaka, he's not a Dutch. Eh? That's the right pronunciation? Duke. You understand? He's way above that. Hallelujah. In Psalm 90, verse 2, Moses said that, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Hallelujah. So he says that before the mountains were brought forth, or before the earth and the world were, he says that our God, from everlasting to everlasting, he's been that. Okay? In the timeless past. Is that right? You understand? You see, young children, God doesn't exist in time. Time is in him. You understand? Now that is hard to understand because we are here. Okay, we are in a sense governed by time. But now there is a being who has existed from everlasting to everlasting. He has no beginning and he will never have an end. Time is in him. Or if we should say, he created time. Okay, just like he created us, okay, then we became. Now he also created time, and time became. Hallelujah. So there was a time when there was no time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So this God is he's not limited by time. He existed before he created time. This is how great he is. Hallelujah. And now we are told that we are his children. Glory be to God. Amen. There are some of us who wish Museveni could become our dad. You understand? But this man has reigned for only 40 years. Okay? But there's someone who was before he created time. Hallelujah. And we are his children. Glory be to God. Amen? We are his children. Okay? The time that Museveni has reigned. Okay? God is the one who created it. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's greater by far than any human. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay? He created the heaven and the earth. Okay? So the creator of heaven and earth is our Father. Glory be to God. He is our what? Sometimes we need to sit down and think about these things when we call God our Father. Hallelujah. Very often we limit his greatness to things we are accustomed or we are used to. Okay? The one who created the heavens and the earth is our Father. Glory be to God. Psalm 24, verse 1 says that the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein, they are all God's. Hallelujah. Now this God, okay, who owns all the earth and its fullness, who owns all people, okay, he happens to be your father. Glory be to God. He happens to be your daddy. Hallelujah. He happens to be who? Your dad. Now let's speak like what? Like we're in Kampala. You say your daddy. Okay? Your dad. Hallelujah. He's your dad and he's my dad. Oria, where's your dad? Yeah, he's in heaven. Isn't he? Glory be to God. Yes and no. Okay? Your answer is correct, and my answer also is correct. Okay? Your dad is in Hoima, and your dad is in heaven. Amen? Isn't that so? Yeah? Judith, don't distract the young child from my teacher. Okay? Isn't that so? Yeah, very good. Is your mom back? And by the way, her mom was crying the other day. Okay? Oria's mom was crying the other day. According to her father. Because that's what? Didn't win the Champions League. Okay? So she was there, I think, London? Where is she? Hey, and she was crying. Okay? Hallelujah. Yeah, but you see, that's why, Mr. Barlow, you should help your daughters to keep away from this thing called football. Keep her away from this thing called football. Okay, Esther, never enter these things. I see my daughter Eden getting in there. And one time I told her, what? You leave these things. You leave these things. Hallelujah. Okay? Nkwanzi, you have kept away, but sometimes what? Your brothers and your father get you. Please, ladies, keep away from this football thing. Hallelujah. Leave it to you get heartbroken, you will leave these things. Hallelujah. Especially if you support a team which is not a champion. I see my daughter Eden. Because daddy is supporting us. No, say, daddy. So she comes excited. And I'm looking at her. And I'm like, man, keep away from this stuff. Because today you're excited. Tomorrow, you're going to jump to eat supper. Because what? As in the glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now you see, Lydia. Did I tell you, Lydia wasn't in these things. Okay? When did she enter this stuff? Now you see tears. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, Dennis got his son into what? Into his things. And now, very often, the cowboy is crying. Yeah. Amen. Then you see, I don't like these things, but who got you in there? Hallelujah. Then the big bro is haunting him. Kati movie the K. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyway, the earth is the Lord's fullness, is the Lord's, and all its fullness is also what? His. Glory be to God. Amen. Now this is our God. Okay, what I'm trying to show you is, we have a God who loves us, a God who is our Father. And it's not like these bachwes. You understand? Even most of those stories about the bachwes, they are lies. Okay? Some of them are true, by the way. Now, young people, bachwes are basically devils which some people in Uganda worship. Okay? Bachwes. What are they called in Buganda? whatever, those things. Eh? Bachwezi, bakatonda, ba what? You know, eh? They're just what? With demons. Deceiving people that they are God. Then because people want those demons of theirs to be known that they're very strong, they even concoct stories about them. Okay? Heroic stories about them. Hallelujah. So our God is not like that. Our God is greater. In fact, he created those what? Those gods. Once upon a time, they were angels. Okay? Then they failed. They sinned. Okay? And they became the demons and the devils that we know today. Now they are in the process of deceiving people. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now our God is greater than what? Because they are all his creation. They are all his what? His creation. That's why you shouldn't worship them. Okay? You shouldn't do what? Worship them. Teddy, at your introduction, don't allow to worship those what? Those demons. Glory be to God. Many of our cultures during those family functions, okay, they worship demons. They worship what? Demons. Okay, those functions, Okwabiolumbe, the same stuff in Bunyoro and Toro, they all have those Okwabiolumbe things. And it's all what? Demonic worship. Hallelujah. Okay? Naming ceremonies. People are just worshiping what? Fallen angels. Fallen what? Angels. Now even those who say that they don't worship them. Okay? Every after what? The service, they worship them in their cars with the music that they play. Okay? That music is demonic. That music is what? Keep away from it, young people. Keep away from what? From it. Especially if you want to live a life that is well-pleasing to God. Because that music has demons that will cause you. Okay? It will help you, that music will help you to sin. Hallelujah. Please keep away from it. Hallelujah. Amen. One of these days I should bring you Joseph Unsubuga. He's in the same league as this girl called what? Erica. You have heard of Erica Mukisa? Erica. No, that's the same league. Okay? Went under there. You know, eh? Yeah, underwater, and the devil gave them assignment. And they talk about music. Okay? All these chameleons, the Bobby Wines, the Wolves, the Kenzos, they are all demon worshippers. Hallelujah. Yes, all of them. Okay? 3 years ago around that time. Okay? Bobby Wine was coming back. Was it London? From London? You remember? Returning. Now, Joseph Unsubuga, by the way, he prays from Deliverance Church with Pastor Wandera. So he did know about that. That is returning. Now, that morning, he gets a dream. Okay? Bobby Wine is back in Uganda, you know? Then he was told in the dream, okay, that Bobby Wine is a dead man. He has a spirit of death around him. All the people around him are dead. Do you understand? So now when you're playing his music, Because you're thinking about what? Potholes, that will save you from potholes. You're playing with something which God doesn't want you to be next to. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If you know, if God warns you against something, keep away from it. Okay? Emotions is also causing equality. Govern your emotions. What did you say? Jemu aha, very good. Having to be jemu feelings. Having to be jemu. It looks like. But do you know that all these cultural leaders in Uganda, do you know that almost all of them are what? Worship demons. And I have to investigate this. Okay? It looks like maybe that's why this the Queen Mother of Tor, best Ken Gisa. Maybe that's why they are accusing her for what? Messing up their king, the Batoro's king. Because from what I understand, she got born again. And that even the boy got born again. You've heard about that stuff? That the boy got born again. And there's someone who sent me a clip once, but I didn't watch it. There was something about him, what? Getting born again. So I think somehow the mother didn't want his boy to be put in those things. Worshipping the demons of Toro, what, on the throne, you know, coronation, the Nagarabi stuff. So I suspect that could be one of the issues that Toro have against what? The king's mother. I think he doesn't go to do with ceremonies, demonic stuff. And if that is true, then, man, I'm going to begin supporting him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey. Anyway, keep away from what? Keep away from these things. If your family rejects you for keeping away, let them reject you. You have a father in heaven. What more do you want? You understand? If they scare you that they won't bury you, you will be in heaven. It will be your body here. For you're with your father. Glory be to God. Anyway, don't be threatened by what? Temu tisa what? Temu kolachi? Hallelujah. For me, I just don't understand how people are threatened by what? Family, then they give in to what? Witchcraft. Now you're now longer than they threaten you that botale tavan and peo okuba itako. Garbage. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Please don't do those things. Amen. Hallelujah. But the point I'm trying to make is that God is our Father and He loves us. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Okay? The God who created everything. The God who created time. Okay? Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Okay? The Bible says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Okay? This is the God who is our Father and who loves us. Nothing is difficult for Him. Nothing is what? Hallelujah. I attended a Balos function some time ago. Then the daughters were telling us about their father. Our father. Never took over father, daddy. Glory. Like for the twin of our daddy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they deliberately didn't tell us that there are some things which are difficult for their daddy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now there's a dad. Nothing is what? Nothing is impossible. Nothing is difficult for him. Glory be to God. Now that is your father. Hallelujah. Oria, God is your father. Okay? You have a father, nothing is impossible with him. Okay? He created everything. That's how great he is. Okay? He has no beginning. He wasn't created. You understand? He wasn't created. He wasn't born. Glory be to God. He is our Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Psalm 139 from verse 1. David says that, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. Okay? You comprehend my path and my lying down. So now, we're talking about, like, his all knowing. Amen? Then he says that you are acquainted with all my ways. And not only with all my ways, but with all the ways of all people. Amen? There is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it. I think there's a version which says that before I even say anything, you know it. Okay? You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. I cannot comprehend it. Hallelujah. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I take my bed in hell, behold, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. Basically, no one can hide from God. He is everywhere. Okay? Chagulani hid from Museveni or from his son, I don't know. Who was he hiding from? And for some time they failed to find him. But some people say, but they found him and they gave him what? Exit. I don't know what is the truth. Balo, what's the truth? Okay? So you can't hide from God. He sees. You see, this earth, the universe we're in, it's a drop in the ocean. Like, he sees everything. Hallelujah. Amen. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light upon me. So he sees in darkness. Okay? In fact, to him, there's no darkness. Glory be to God. It is us who have darkness. Glory be to God. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide me from you, but the night shines as the day to God. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Then he says that you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, O Lord, and that my soul knows very well. Hallelujah. This God, who is your father, is the one who had formed you in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. Amen. He's more than a scientist. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Amen. Verse 16, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Hallelujah.
Before you were born, he knew you. Then he's a new, like, he fashioned days for you. He knew how you would walk. Hallelujah. Now that is your father. Okay? These days, we boast about AI, isn't it? Hallelujah. But you can't compare the knowledge of God. Rather, you cannot compare AI with God. Glory be to God. AI will lose a limba. Very many times it lies. I hope you are aware. There's someone who went like AI and put in my name. No, did he put in my name or he put in last Adam Utabanam? Then AI my chamgam that Dennis Mujimba is a pastor. You should send him that stuff. Hey, Dennis Mujimba. Then he says, yeah, this Dennis Mujimba, who's known for visions and dreams, Samuel E. You should send him that stuff. You still have it. Then a few minutes later, it changed, isn't it? Hey, I choose after one. You know, when the same person again typed in, it gave him different info. Glory be to God. But God is not like that. Hallelujah. His knowledge is accurate. And he has knowledge of everything. Glory be to God. Now he is your father. And he loves you. Amen? Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you. Now this is God speaking to Jeremiah. And he's speaking to you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Hallelujah. Can you imagine this God who knows things before they exist? That's why the Bible says he called those things that are not as though they are. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Before any human existed, okay, he knew them. Because remember, he's their creator. And before those humans were born, even before they were formed in their mother's wombs, God gave them assignments, what they would do for him in the earth. Hallelujah. Every time I talk about this thing of assignments we are given to do, I cannot afford but to remember Esther Kokundeka. Glory be to God. For some reason, that lady, I'm like, man, I believe she had a relationship with God. Why? Okay? The other day, I was talking to some guy, Musalun. Okay? He was, I also went on the edge. And they cut my nails. So he was telling me that, you know, this Museveni man is very odd. He's lying us. He's not what? No, every time someone who says that, blah, 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 and glory be to God. You know, and I tell them the same thing, which I'm going to tell you. Amen? I tell them that, no. I told this young man that, no, his name reveals that his age, that is not spinning us. His name, Museveni. It is an indicator that what he's saying is true. That is 82. Okay? Then I told them that, do you know the origin of that word, Museveni? Then we go, Second World War. I told them that in Second World War, there are some Africans who went to fight for the Mzungu, okay? Then they were in a battalion. These young people should know this story. History, okay? Then after that, you got to learn the history of your clan. The Africans were in the 7th Battalion. 7th Musamvu, 7th Battalion, okay? So they went to fight, and that war began in 1939. And ended in 1945. Okay, now, in 1944, the war had more or less ended. Okay? And the African soldiers who had survived, many were killed. The African soldiers who had survived in 1944, they were returning. Okay? They were returning home. Okay? And remember, they were in the 7th what? Battalion. So people used to call them Aba Seven. Okay? Aba Seven. Now, Museveni's mother, that's how she names the child she gave birth to in that year, Museveni. Do you understand? From that one, Museveni, 7th Battalion, you know, eh? And those soldiers were returning in 44. So Museveni was born in 1944. He's 82. He's not anywhere what? Beyond that. The only issue which he doesn't know, I guess, is month and date. Hallelujah. Now, what this story now, when I talk about it, I don't end there. I'm like this woman, a man, named a child after soldiers. And the child who turned out to be a great soldier. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you guys are aware that she was born again. Hallelujah. There's some of you are saying that Bak Sasude. I wish they could pay me. Nange nina bienjagaro kugula. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, it didn't stop there. I think her second born, a girl, okay? She was born when Church of Uganda was celebrating Jubilee. So she named the child Jubilee. Okay? Then she gets another child, a boy, names him Caleb Akandwanaho. Caleb, a mighty soldier who fought with what? Joshua. You remember? They entered the promised land. They were the military leaders. Glory be to God. Akandwanaho, he fought for me. Referring to God, of course. Eh? He fought for me. So again, he gives this boy, okay, again, fighting names. Do you understand? And the boy turns out what? Exactly that. Hallelujah. Exactly that. Okay? Do you know? Okay, Bambi Batu. Kakati Olaba, that's why you don't know history. Oh, no. It is Salim Saleh. Binibia Salim Saleh Vivie, Sibia Mama we. Okay? Nim Seveni Yeitako Juma, is it? Didn't you read? We saw in the mustard seed. When they had fled, you remember? When Amin came, they fled to Tanzania. Then Museveni used to cross the border, Tanzania to Kenya. Then, in order to hide his identity, he would dress like a Muslim. Then we put also, you know, he has always been a craft. Okay? So he used to call himself Juma. It's there in the book. Juma, what's another name? Yes, I think it is that one. Amen? And so now, Esteri Ukokundeka. Glory be to God. It's unfortunate that I died before meeting her. Yes, I died in 98. I died to see. Glory be to God. But all the time when she was sick, I think when medical school at that time, she was sick and they admitted her in what? Humlago. Maybe that's how I could have gotten an opportunity to what? But my friend, you can die for nothing. Try to. But that woman, it just shows you that what? She had something about her. Hallelujah. It turned out to be exactly that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. May all of you ladies be like Esther Ukokundeka. Mugani, ufetwagala kuba nga ngomulala.
I don't know of anyone else who was like that. But I guess they're there. Nenze Gwemani Esteri Kokondek. Hallelujah. Cut all that rubbish. Museveni, he's not a Ugandan. He's not supposed to be ruling us. Those are yours. But they are known to God, is what? You can see that this cowboy man was born to what? Was born to do what he's doing. Hallelujah. But he had better know that he will give an account. He will give an account. He will be audited by God. Do you understand? But him being Omkulembeze, he was born with that. Your calling. Hallelujah. Amen. Calling. Glory be to God. And now I can go into now talk about calling, because that's one of my what? My pet calling. Fulfilling the call upon your life. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Fulfill the call of God. You see, all the days ordained for you, you know, were written in his book, isn't it? Before you are born, you are given an assignment. You had better fulfill it. Amen? Hallelujah. Fulfill. You know you're going to stand before God one day and give an account. Hallelujah. God created you for this. No, chechitambula, so you want to be that. You're going to give an account. Hallelujah. God created you for this A, but money is in B. You know, so you run to B. You're going to give an account. And that day won't be funny for you. Hallelujah. But if you fulfill the will of God upon your life, the Lord will receive you saying, well done, good and faithful what? Servant. He will reward you. Hallelujah. But now we're talking about the greatness of our Father. Amen? Remember, we are talking about God's love for us, isn't it? And in order to understand how great this love is, you have to understand how great this God is. The creator of everything. The creator of time. Manzi, do you know that God created time? Okay? So that means that, anyway, hallelujah, that God existed before time. We can't comprehend that, can we? You understand? He existed before space. He created space. Okay? There's times, space, and what? And matter. God created time, space, and matter. Now you talk like a scientist. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? He is our God. This God who knows everything about everything. This God, nothing can be hidden from him. He is our Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 46 verse 10 that he declares the end from the beginning. From ancient times, things that are not yet done. Glory be to God. Okay. There was a king, I think he was in Iran. Was it Iran? Yeah, it was in Iran. Persia. He was called Cyrus. Okay? Do you know that God prophesied about the coming of that king more than 200 years earlier? 200 years. Okay? God talked about the coming of a certain king who will be called Cyrus. And the prophets wrote it. Those prophets died. Others were born. They also died. And one day that boy was born. And Persians, who didn't know about the scriptures, the Jewish scriptures,
named the boy Cyrus. In fact, even say that that boy will be the one to what? To deliver them, to send them back home from Babylon. And Cyrus comes and does exactly that. Hallelujah. Declare from Asia, we're talking about more than 200 years. Or rather even 400 years. Prophesied the coming of a boy who will be called Cyrus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, that God who knows things, who knows what is going to happen in the next 400 years. He is your father. Hallelujah. And that also means that what you can get info from him. Isn't it? That's why he says that ask of me. What does that scripture say? Ask of me, you know, inquire of me. Dennis, what does that scripture say? And I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. Call unto me, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those verses are best said in the KJV version. Call unto me, and I will show thee, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Hallelujah. Call unto your father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This great God is your father. Hallelujah. This great God is what? And the Ballot daughters should know that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Joanne, I was telling them that there's a function you and I and some other people, my wife, and then we attended. But I never took a tata wawe, tata wawe, tata wawe. I think a function, it wasn't even for the tata wawe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Never tata wawe. Hallelujah. I sing about now. There's a song like that in Uganda, which has a phrase like that, is it? Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Years ago, when I just got born again, I read a book that was teaching how to do effective evangelism. Amen? For example, you find a community that they are cattle keepers. Yeah? For them, So this book says that is the best place to begin from. Nubagamba, there is a God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. What? At Singa? Who is that? Because for them now, this cow thing, Chechibakwata. And when they hear that, there's a greater one, they'll be want to hear Baha, tell us about him. Hallelujah. There's a friend of mine who told me of a story of Ukarama Jong. Now, the person who was telling him this story was a Karamajong and born again. Karamajong and what? Born again. So the guy was saying that, man, we people, the Karamajong, man, cows. Then he began to tell him about cattle raiding in Karamoja. Then the guy said that, you know, the Karamajong, like a cow can be, now we're here in Bukoto Ntinda. A cow can be in Uchiwatule, and somehow they will get knowledge that they are cows in what? You understand? That they smell them, and man, they will leave everything. They have to get those cows. They have to. Basically, steal. Then he told him how they steal, how they do those what? Raids.
Okay.
That together we'll talk about cows. What? But this friend of mine, Dr. Martin Nkundeki, he was telling me that the way this Umulokole Ukarama Jong was talking about cattle raiding, you could see that in his heart. He was like, yeah, yeah. He was trying to hide it. But the guy said you could tell that he doesn't see any wrong in it. But now because he's a Umulokole, he had to act like as was telling the what? With a story. You know, but the way he was narrating how they raid, how the Karamajong, not him. The guy said you could see that even himself, he supports it. You understand? There is nothing wrong. I mean, they're all our cows. They're our cows. So we have to get them wherever we hear they are. We have to go for them. Hallelujah. Now, you meet a Karamajong and you tell them, hey, there's a scripture which says that he owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. Now, you have his attention. You talk about cows, the game. Cut what down and you talk about laptops. What's that? Who cares? You understand? You talk about cars. Who cares? Hallelujah. There's some people, cows, man. Gabirokum was telling me that he has a friend. Okay, this guy, those guys who go to Western Uganda, buy cows from Bahima, then they come sell, or slaughter here. The guy said that there's a man who stopped that business going that side to buy what? Cows. Because this man said that he was tired of seeing old men crying when we are taking their cows. Men cry, the guys say wailing, batons and teza, wakati and teza, bazitwal, and that these Bahima men cry. You've heard about that? The guy say he was tired of that, seeing old men crying because their cows are being what? Taken from them. So such people, their life is cows. So you bring, so you start talking about man, there's a God who owns all cattle. You have his attention. Seek at him, tell me more. So, how many are they? He wants to hear a number which is large. Okulangwa, our singer. Then be, and whether he can give you more, what? He just become his child. Really? Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now this God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, okay, what's your name? Glory. The God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills is what? Is our Father. Glory be to God. He's our Father and he loves us so much. Glory be to God. This reminds me of a story I read of Catherine Kuhlman. Okay? Catherine Kuhlman was so loved by the Father. Okay? So now, the father, she would ask for money. Daddy, give me money to go and buy a sweet. Then the father would first play around. Then she said, Daddy. Then gives her. Then she buys a sweet. Now, years later, she was a woman. Okay? Then she was talking with the dad and saying, do you remember those days when I used to ask you for a coin, to buy a sweet? Then the father was like, yes, I remember. Then he's like, and had you asked me for more, I was ready to give it to you. But you just used to ask for a nickel. But the father said that, I loved you so much. When you're a child, I loved you so much that had you asked for more, I would have given it to you. Glory be to God. Amen. Now that is our Father. Hallelujah. Ask him
with confidence, that he's your father, he loves you, and he wants to give you what you want. Glory be to God. Nothing is too difficult for him. You remember? Nothing. Ask of him. Glory be to God. Ask of he's your father and he loves you. The God who created everything. Okay? The earth is his and the fullness thereof is all his. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 16 verse 26, I'm ending. He said that in that day, after I've died and risen again, you'll ask in my name. I'm not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No. The Father himself loves you because you have loved me. So he says that you will ask for yourself. I won't ask for you. Okay? Why? Because the Father himself loves you. Glory be to God. The Father himself does what? It's like who? By my bad. Okay? So Flavia tells Esther that ask daddy for this. You can ask daddy. Okay? Then their mother hears that. Oh, Flavia tells Esther that, but daddy also loves you. You can ask for yourself. He also loves you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Andrew, the Father loves you. The Father does what? Loves you. The God of the whole universe. The God who owns it all. The God who knows it all. The God with whom nothing is impossible. He is your Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he loves you so much. Glory be to God. He loves you so much, more than any human being can ever love you. Glory be to God. By Thursday, I was thinking of talking about this. And at the prayer meeting that we had, Joanne, we talked about that. Okay? She gave us an example. Anyway, God loves you. God does what? God loves you. Never forget that. Hallelujah. That's why in this world, you should walk in confidence. There should be a spring in your what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ngutambula, you know, eh? No one is kutambula like over fetwa bachi. Tetwina sentorokwa bali bebazilina. Like a sentence of a bazitwala. You understand? Eh? No. You are a child of the Most High God. When you start thinking, that's why we are this, you know. You see, just with that kind of thinking, you have limited yourself. You have limited yourself to your small tribe. Okay? Whose leader is a mchwezi? Whose leader is a devil worshiper? Do you understand? Hallelujah. Yes, they could have stolen your stuff, but you have a God who still owns it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he can get what they stole from you and he gives it back to you, multiply. So don't limit yourself to what? These earthly things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us give Pastor another hand clap. Isn't the Lord wonderful? Our Heavenly Father is wonderful. Amen? Yes. So, I don't do this. Pastor didn't call me. But I just felt I should share with us what we learned today in Children's Church. And ours was our Father in Heaven. We never discussed this with Pastor. And this is what we talked about. When I came in and I heard him say all these things, I was like, what? It is good that he said he got the idea on Thursday. I got it yesterday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So for us, our teaching, when I was teaching the children, we based from Matthew 10:29-31, where it talks about, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are more valuable than the many sparrows. Glory to God. When I was teaching, the first thing I asked the children was to share with me what makes their fathers special. And the children shared. Now, I had not seen Hannah put up her hand. So she got upset. Later, she started to cry. She cried so terribly that I asked the brother to bring her up. And when she came up, after some time, she came back down. And I had a chat with her after the session almost had ended. And I asked her what upset her so much. And she said, because you didn't give me a chance to talk about what is very special about my father. So I asked her, okay, so what makes your father special? Then she said that the father buys her everything she wants, gives her everything she wants. She was really, really upset. She cried. It was hysterical that it actually stopped the class from going on, that I had to ask for help from Adonai to help us. So when I came here and Pastor is emphasizing to us that our Father owns everything, our Father loves us. If I could just take you, let me just read for you so that you know we finish very quickly. I said, you know, there were 5 teaching points. And one of them says, we can be assured that God, our Father, that God loves us very much because he is a heavenly Father. That is what he shares with us. He likes to share what he has with us. And through the sharing comes through the promises he gives us. He gives us all our needs. And he promises to take care of us and to always love us. We know that God promises to take care of all of us. He loves the birds, the flowers, the animals in the sea, but we are the crown creation. And he loves us so much. So we were just there in the children's church. Glory to God. So coming here and hearing this, honestly, I was like, I'm not going to wait for Thursday because Tuesday, we are few, but I need us to go home knowing that this message is for you and I. Glory to God. Be blessed.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.